Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Well, hi again, everybody. My name is Jim Burns, and thanks for listening to the Consistently Fit podcast. Yeah, we were once Anti-Bullying 101, but we discovered many things along the way when it comes down to bullying. And I made the decision sometime back to turn this show more into a health show. Healthy schools, healthy people, healthy families, and so on, because what we found was those who were fit physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, they are less apt to be angry and bitter. They treat each other far, far more frequently with kindness and respect, and there is a reduction in bullying. When people are happy with themselves, when they feel fit, when they are mentally capable of dealing with conversations and so on, and they are emotionally and spiritually, you know, on the ball, they do far better, and our kids do far better. But for the record, I am a NASEM certified personal trainer. I love doing what I do. I love the research involved with it, and I have put out several articles, one of which I put out was I trained for a quadruple bypass, which I did. Didn't even know I was blocked. Didn't even know it till I went for a calcium score. And 400 was the high that you could have for a life that would be shortened by about 5 years. Mine was 4,000. Which was obscene, and I was monitored for a while, but then I discovered I was getting angina, but it was stable angina. So I trained through the pain, and when they did the surgery on me, they said, "My heart was magnificent. We just gave you some new arteries to supply it with give it a better blood supply." And they said to me, "You got at least another 20 years. Well, I just celebrated 1 year, so hopefully I have another 19. The surgery was on January 23rd, and that was in 2023. So I just got my 1 year anniversary of post quadruple bypass. So thank you, Lord, for the time. Now, just in thinking about this and thinking about the idea that, you know, doctor tells you you have another 20 years. Well, that's beautiful. I think sometimes when we hear, you know, people that live till they're 100 years old, sometimes I have to ask myself, do I want to live till I'm 100? I mean, I think 100 with a vibrant life is good. 100 with a real serious quality of life that's still has you out and moving and so on. My mother-in-law, God love her, she's 90 years old. We just celebrated her birthday, and she has dementia. So she's 90, but quality of life isn't there. I just turned 69. Another 20 years, I'll be 90. What's the quality of life like when you start getting older? And the bottom line is, there are so many things that you can do to get you to that point. You see, so because what happens is, I want to live till I'm 100, but you don't take care of yourself well enough so that even if you make 100 years old, you still don't have a quality of life that you would like. You're sick, you're feeble, you just aren't doing it. You can't. You're bedridden. Maybe you can't communicate. Maybe you're in a wheelchair. But we're talking about people that are 100. Some people are 90 and are like that. I move all around and I see all manner of people. And I know myself, I've been told I don't look like I'm 69. I see people that are 59 that look like they're 89. And that's the key. That's the key. How can you age and live a long life, but have a quality that you're enjoying? How do you do it? Because if I know I can go to Lama 100, and who knows what new things they're going to develop over the course of the next 10 years that will add years to your life. See, every 10 years, there's always something new coming out, something that gets developed that will prolong life. And right now, I think that the life expectancy for a male has gone down to around 77 or 78. So anything that I get beyond 77 or 78 is really a blessing. But we have folks who are kind of like longevity experts. I guess that's what they really are. And what they do is they research different people in different countries in terms of what they did to help prolong their life. I can tell you one thing. Worry will kill you. Anxiety will kill you. Your mental state will kill you. How you see the world will kill you if you let it get to you. And we got so many things going on in this world today that just are completely bizarre. And you don't even want to turn the news on. And if you take it all very seriously, and most of it's politics and everything else, you'll end up laying in bed at night thinking about what your children are going to have to deal with down the road. That's not the position that I want to be in. I want to be in a position where I'm enjoying my life. And sometimes I have to get myself out of a funk. Sometimes I have to, say, what can I do to develop greater purpose? Doing these podcasts help me, because it's almost like you guys who are on the other end of this listening to me give me therapy just by being there to hear what I have to say. I kid you not. Sometimes that's the benefit of doing these podcasts. You get to talk. And I know I'm talking to someone, and I know whoever I'm talking to is listening. So, that's like therapy. Now, what are some things that will add years to your life? As I just said, your mental state will add. You've got a positive mental attitude, you're going to add years to your life. There's no question about it. But when you start digging into the research and you start looking at what some people do, you'll find out that it's just stuff that you did as a kid. And that what happened was they just kept doing it. They just kept doing it. One of the suggestions that I read was to have about four or five good friends that you can hang around with, talk to, and maybe enjoy some social gatherings with, and so on. Four or five good friends as you grow older. And the reason you got four or five of them is because at some point one of them is going to die. Well, then you got four. Then you'll be down to three at some point. And if you're going to start living to 100, you may have to develop some new friends who are like 70, because you're going to end up losing some of those friends who are as old as you. So you want to have a few people around you. And what did we do as children? What did we do as kids? We had friendships. He had friendships in elementary school, middle school, high school, college. Some people are still friends with the people that they went to college with or high school with. And you start having reunions of those people that get together and enjoy one another once again. So friendships, people who are married live longer just because they have someone there that they can talk with and enjoy time with. And I think that's an important thing. I do. Nobody wants to be alone, and nobody wants to, you know, be isolated, because that's what you do. You isolate yourself when you don't have any friendships. So get some friends. You'll live longer. The next thing is like, this is almost like a no-brainer. So excuse me, I'm just adjusting this. This is like a no-brainer. And I had a friend over who had, he had a stent put in his heart. Way before I had my bypass. And I said to him, "Are you walking?" And he said to me, "To the ice cream store I am." And I said, "The research is out there and the facts are in. 6 to 9,000 steps a day will prevent by 60%, it'll reduce your risk by 60% of a heart attack or stroke. 6 to 9,000 steps a day. So that's a no-brainer. Move your body. Move your body. And move your body naturally. In other words, I'm sitting here talking to you, but at some point I'm going to get up and move around. I have weights in my room. In this small little office where I broadcast from, I have weights here, bands here. I do stuff up against the wall. I stretch. But it's only for 5 minutes, and sometimes that 5 minutes is well worth it. Because if you do that five or six times a day, you did 30 minutes of exercise and you didn't even know it, but you're moving all the time. Now, those are known as micro workouts, but maybe you want to take a walk. And by a walk, you know, 6,000 steps is 3 miles. That'll take you probably 20 minutes a mile. It'll probably take you an hour if you do it. But if you do 1 mile at a time and move around and count your steps and count what you're doing in Target and so on, and in the grocery store, you'll move more. Now, here's one thing I wanted to share with you, which I found rather interesting, because I was thinking of this the other day. We were once, before we evolved, hunters and gatherers, where we had to hunt for food and gather our dinner for the evening. Now, we no longer do that because it's not so much that we evolved, our environment evolved. Where food became easier to get, it became easier to prepare. You could You had the agricultural revolution many years ago where we were farmers. Then you had the industrial revolution, but let's just stick with the agricultural revolution. You still had to work for your food. You had to deal with a farm. You had to plow the field. You had to deal with your livestock. You had to do all manner of things on a farm to get your food. Then we continue to evolve, and the Industrial Revolution ended up with stores, you know, and so on, where you can go in and buy your food at that point. You really didn't need to farm as much, if at all, because you could buy things. Other people did it. That was their job. And maybe we had a job going to a factory, but other people stayed with the farming and they provided the food. They sold it to stores and we bought it. Then we had to go shopping for food in large grocery stores. Do you know, if you walked around the perimeter of a grocery store, you could probably get yourself in a mile or two by doing your grocery shopping. And then you had to carry the bags out of the store where they were in a carriage and you had to carry them into your house. We don't even do that anymore. We have either our groceries delivered or we wait in a car and a guy brings them out to us and we put them in our car. Our biggest effort is bringing them into the house, and sometimes if we have them delivered, they do that for us. The more convenient things become, the less exercise we will get. And that's all there is to it. We hire people to cut grass. Now, let's face it, I'm a little older. 69. I still cut my own grass. I still contribute to the cleaning of the house. I take my walks all the time. I walk the dog. All of this stuff. Some people will pay to have their grass cut, pay to have someone come in and clean the house, and they will pay to somebody for someone to walk their dog. The bottom line is, anytime things are more convenient for us, we get less activity. And it's something that we need to consider. We really do. Because I thoroughly believe that convenience is good, and as you get older, you're going to want convenience. But the bottom line is, don't leave out the fact that you have to exercise. And you just think of the ways you can. Walking for sure. I mean, if you like swimming, you could swim. Pickleball now for older people. You know, you could do a million things. I happen to still jump rope, if you can imagine. I still do it. Last week I did 5,000 revolutions on a rope. That was pretty good. It keeps you in shape. The next thing, let's just talk about for a moment. I all think, you know, there's, you could say that there's people that are in other countries who eat a Mediterranean diet. Then you have people who, you know, to say, you know what, we're more carnivores. That's the way to do it because it'll keep weight off because you don't eat all the carbohydrates. Then you have folks who will say, we're vegan or vegan, whatever you want to call it, or I'm a vegetarian. I only eat fish. I only eat the... Anytime you isolate a food group and make that your exclusive way of eating without eating anything else, you could deprive yourself of some valuable vitamins, minerals, and so on. You could. But these are all things that you read about and hear about, and then people want to get you, they're on keto, they're doing that. Then they decide that they want to go on just eating raw food. There's all kinds of different things that people deal with. Now, let me, in terms of their diet, let me just explain something to you. Energy is neither created or destroyed. It's recycled. Energy is neither created or destroyed, it's recycled. You eat food, it has a caloric value, you burn calories when you move. So ask yourself this question. What would I have to do in order to lose weight? You would have to eat less calories. And as you grow older, you will always need less calories. And that is another thing that has added years to the life of some people who live till they're 100 years old. They live longer. They eat less. They eat probably when they're hungry. They don't have any specifics. They enjoy what they enjoy, and that's the piece. But they're not fat. And you know what? You're probably better off if you eat home-cooked food. You go out to a restaurant, I got news for you. You're gonna think you're eating something that's really good for you, like you eat a salad in a restaurant, you know, and it has some dressing on it and maybe some chicken or something like that, and you find out it's like 900 calories. And you're eating lettuce and chicken, but it's all the other things that they throw into it that adds the calories. Energy is neither created or destroyed, it's recycled. So realize that. Think about the calories that you're eating and what you have to do to burn it off. And I will tell you, okay, you cannot out-train a bad diet. If you're exercising and think you could eat what you want, think again, and that is not going to add years to your life. Watch what you eat. That's the big thing. But at times, I think it's important that you give yourself a treat once in a while. You know, if you want to have a little ice cream once in a while. When we were kids, we had breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And dessert was completely one of those things that you got once a week. There wasn't dessert every night. You didn't have that. You know, but you would get it if you want it once or twice a week. You know, you want a piece of cake. You want something, it's okay to have it. But you can't have stuff that's going to put weight on every single day. It don't work. Now, some people, and these are people who are the ones that have lived long to like 100 years old. They wait till they retire and then they start doing things that they never would have done before. They go on vacations. They want to skydive. I had a thing that I wanted to do, which was I wanted to go over to the high school baseball team and ask them for my 65th birthday. It was one of my birthdays. I ended up rupturing the quadricep tendon in my leg and I couldn't do it. I wanted to go over, and I just wanted to warm up pitchers. I was a catcher in high school, and I thought it would be great just to warm up pitchers and see what it felt like to be behind home plate. Something that I never did do. But there were things that people do. They skydive at later ages. They're not afraid of adventure. They're not afraid of change. They go about it and they just have a ball doing different things. And that's great. And that's known as just staying adventurous. Not putting yourself in a position where, oh, I'm too old to do that. You're never too old. Age is nothing more than a number, and we can do anything we want to do. The great thing about being a little bit older is you could do anything you want to do, of course, within reason and legally, without asking for permission. Who's going to stop me? I mean, I'm not going to do anything illegal. Of course, police will stop me, but the bottom line is we have the right to do what we want to do. And that's a great feeling. couple other things that I found interesting were there are just things that we enjoy doing. They're just things that we enjoy. Do them. Just do them. Whatever it is. You know, it as long as it's something that you're not hurting yourself or somebody else, just do it. Do what you love. Don't ask any questions, and who cares what anybody else thinks. Enjoy life. Do what you love. We're only given this one day. Even the Our Father says, give us this day our daily bread. Right? That's what it says. Give us this day. Give me this day to do what I would like to do. And Lord, help me use the hours and the minutes that you give me in my life to use them to my advantage. And maybe to the advantage of others. Maybe I want to volunteer. Maybe I want to work in a hospital. Maybe I want to work with some of the vets who need help. Maybe I should go and train some of the vets. There's a thing just came to my mind. Give free personal training to veterans. Do something that serves. Have fun doing it. Get involved. Talk to people and enjoy life. Nobody on their deathbed ever thought that they should have spent more time at work. Nobody. They all wish they had spent more time doing things that they love with family. Now, sometimes you get older, you're going to get sick. You're not going to feel good every day. You're going to be tired. Take your nap in the afternoon if you like. Get some good sleep. But do yourself a favor. Stay resilient. Just stay resilient. Have the ability to bounce back. And don't worry so much about your health. I'd say don't worry about it. You get your checkups. As you know, when you reach a certain age, like I am right now, one of the things that you want to do is get your checkups. I get prostate check, colonoscopy. I go to a cardiologist, and I get a wellness check every year with my primary care physician. And of course, if there are things that are going wrong, at least I could head them off at the pass, unless I don't want to know that they're going wrong, and then I just let them go wrong, and before you know it, you discover that it's a lot bigger than what you thought, and that's going to be your demise. But that's your fault. You should keep track of your own health. I am a huge believer in supplementation. Fish oil, CoQ10. Of course, my general medication, because I had heart surgery, I have to take a certain amount of meds, but they are greatly reduced from the time that I took when I was taken before I had surgery. But I do take a lot of supplements, which I believe help me, give me more endurance, help me feel a little bit better. But I have to realize that life is going to come and I'm going to have some setbacks. And so I have to stay resilient. I have to have the drive and the desire to just bounce back. To just bounce back. Because if I don't, okay, it'll be far tougher to bounce back the next time, because it'll just keep compounding and getting worse and worse, and before you know it, you give up because you get older and you just give up. Don't give up. Just keep going. Don't let anything beat you. Nothing gets in your way. Keep striving. Keep going forward. Keep doing what's necessary for you to stay vertical, stay on two feet, keep moving, okay, and serving your family, serving God, doing what you have to do to enjoy life. That's how you do it. You think positive every day. Because I know full well told that I can become very negative at times. Very negative. And that's not good. I want to stay as positive as I can and realize that I'm not going anywhere unless the good Lord calls me home. And that's it. And this is where I am. And I'm going to do everything I can to stay vertical. I got up this morning. I'm vertical. Actually, I'm kind of like 90 right now because I'm sitting down. But the bottom line is I'm here with you and I thank God for it. My name is Jim Burns. You're listening to Consistently Fit. We're talking about longevity and how to stay alive longer and what people who are 100 years old do. And rest assured, okay, they didn't even know they were doing it because it was just all a matter of habit for them. They just did it out of sheer habit. That was the way they were raised. I guarantee you that was in their DNA to do what they did. But we can do it. That's the other thing. Don't wait till you feel like doing something. Just do it. Forget feeling like it. You may not feel like going to the doctor, but you should go. You may not feel like walking, but you should walk. You may not feel like eating what you're eating, but it's better for you than what you could be eating, kind of like a eat this, not that type of situation. Bottom line is, don't wait till you feel like doing it, because if you wait till you feel like doing it, you won't be feeling anything because you might be in a box. Do it because it's the best thing for your health. And if you're smoking, quit. Absolutely quit. I have to do a whole thing on smoking at some point, sooner than later, because I have to make people understand what smoking really does to your body. People think, oh, I'm just going to end up with bad lungs. Baloney. You're going to end up with bad everything, and you won't even know it until you're half dead. And then when you quit, you're going to say, ooh, I never thought I'd feel this good. Yeah, it's true. Do what you can to stay on your feet, keep moving, keep doing the right thing, keep eating right, think positive, be resilient, bounce back, do whatever it takes. But you know what? We can all get to 100 if we want to, and if we're meant to. This has been a little talk on longevity and how to stay alive longer, because that's what I'm working on right now, and I hope you'll work on it with me. My name is Jim Burns. I thank you for listening to Consistently Fit. I'm sorry I don't get to you guys as often as I should. I do love doing this. This is a great time for me to do it today. And I said, you know what? I gotta get out there and spread a message. What is it? And this is the one I wanted to say. This is the one I wanted to spread. This is an idea worth sharing, and I'm sharing it with you. Once again, my name is Jim Burns. Thanks for listening to Consistently Fit.